Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I've got a story out of Zero Hedge I want to talk about. But first, I want to say the 2008 Great Recession hurt everyone across the board. It hurt the middle class and the poor way worse, obviously, than it hurt the rich, because the rich still had money. But our country is set up now for us to fail. Our entire system has set us up for failure. And the reason why is because our entire system is built on debt. It's debt, debt, debt. I've told the story before of when I started a business, I was forced to get into debt. I didn't get into debt. I told them to go pound sand. But our, you have to, to sell in our country, you can't legally sell out of your house. You can't have people come to your house, at least where I was. And they were always, oh, you need to go get a business, a building. And I'm like, I don't got the money for that. I need to start small. And our entire country is set up for failure. And this story that I'm about to read about Biden vetoing the repeal of a woke lending rule is so serious. I plead with you to please help get this information out, because what's happening is our country is, there is racism is alive and well in this country, and I freaking hate it. I think that human beings all have the right to grow wealth, to make money, to achieve their dreams. But the thing is our system has been set up in a way to where it holds certain ethnic groups back, certain races, sexes, all that crap. I think that our country should be survival of the fittest and let the best man or woman win. End of story. Right? Unless you're a man pretending to be a woman so you can, geez, oh, compete with women in sports. That just drives me up the wall. What cowards. What, geez, oh. Take up playing the piano or something. But anyway, you can tell I'm going to get pissed. But our country needs to allow the free market to win, the best businesses to succeed, right? And if you're a big business and you do crappy work, you should be allowed to fail. End of story. And that also puts an onus or responsibility on the employees to pay attention to the ethics of their companies and go, man, these companies suck and they're doing bad business and they're unethical. I should probably not work for them. But I think that in order for our country to maintain or to continue being great, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say what state I'm in when I'm in another state because I can't stand the politics. I hate them. It's embarrassing. I believe that we are becoming an embarrassment to the world. And that's because we have pride has taken over our country. And there are things set up to cause you to be a failure. And there are ways out of it. There are totally ways out of it. I teach people all the time how to do this, but this let's just dive into this story and hopefully it explains why. Biden just vetoed the repeal of a woke lending rule. It says a controversial Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or CFPB small business lending rule will remain in effect after President Joe Biden vetoed a joint resolution of disapproval that would have repealed the measure. The rule in question requires lenders to annually collect and report to the CFPB certain credit application data from small business owners that they lend to, including personal demographics such as race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. That is complete bullcrap. I know this happens. It just absolutely disgusts me that you are required to put what sex you are, what race you are, none of that crap should matter when you're asking for a loan. You let your business numbers be the deciding factor. Are you a success or are you a failure? Do you have money in the bank and you're crushing it, or are you just eternally in debt? Those are the most important things that should be on a loan application and nothing else. Zero. This is why we're failing as a country. This is why I started the channel. because I wanted to inspire people that before didn't have any inspiration. There are a lot of people that do not have the faith in themselves to go out and be successful. They don't have the tools. They don't even understand. They're being so bombarded with media right now that they don't know how to succeed. It says here, the rule, which took effect in August, also enables the creation of a publicly accessible database of small business credit applications. Let me stop there and share a text I received the other day. So I was asking a loan broker that's been in the business for over 40 years, you know, where in the loan applications do you have to say your race? And it says it's in the, he said it's in the government monitoring section of the application. The government monitoring section of the mortgage application. You see, I have reported before that at the end of a cycle, they always try and give loans to women and other races outside of whites for a specific reason, as because of the lack of financial education. I'm being straight honest with you, and I want to change this. I want everyone educated. I want everyone to know what the Federal Reserve is, and it's a private bank. It's not public. It's not a government entity. They've been lying to you. They've been deceiving you. I want you to know the truth about finances, how to save, how to crush it, how to invest, how to make money. But you have to do it the opposite way of the world. See, the world goes and gets into debt. The only reason why you see all these stock market bubbles, real estate bubbles, all this stuff, it's based off of debt. And if you don't use debt properly to make money, you are going to be in serious trouble and you will always be poor. You'll always be chasing your tail like a dog running around in a circle. And that is not what you are called for. I think it is absolutely disgusting that the government has a monitoring section of your application. And if they were doing such a damn good job of monitoring, we wouldn't have all these problems where all of a sudden all these blacks are getting canceled on a mortgage application stuff. Now, here's the thing. This is the other thing I want you to understand. Please understand this. If you are African American, if you are Hispanic, if you are whatever race outside of white, and you come into a mortgage company to apply for mortgage, and your numbers all meet the government conforming the standards, you're going to get that mortgage. What you're not being told is that they are using data and they're saying, oh, look at this percentage of African-Americans were denied, or this percentage of Hispanics were denied, or this percentage of women were denied. They don't show you the percentage of the white males that were denied a mortgage because they didn't meet the requirements. That's all they have to do is they just have to admit it or just take it out. Just that's it. That's all they have to do. And then everybody believes, oh my gosh, they're holding this back. But they need that data to be able to show you half the data. Remember, a lie is leaving all of the facts out. And I think this is absolutely disgusting to me. If you aren't ready for this real estate crash, this stock market crash, please start getting ready. What goes up must come down. It always does. The stock market's fallen 50% in value twice since 1999, twice. And now it's way up here. It did this, and now it's way up here. And if you think for a second that the Fed's here to save you, they're not. See, every time a crash happens, the truth is, and our politicians know this. You ever wonder, type one, if you've ever wondered, hold on, I gotta take off my sweatshirt. It's getting freaking hot in here. I'm getting ticked. Type one, if you've ever wondered how a politician can make an annual salary of what, $150,000 or $200,000, and within 4 or 5 years of being in office, they're multimillionaires. You ever thought about that? It's because they're legally allowed to vote, to buy stocks and securities based on things they're voting on. It's absolutely disgusting. But here's the deal, and this is what very few people understand, and I want to break out financial truth to you right now. And here's the deal too. This channel's coming under so much attack, and I don't give a crap because I'd rather tell you the truth, because I answer to God and I'm more afraid of what he's going to do than what man's going to do. This has been an amazing blessing. Don't get me wrong. This channel, it's been amazing. And thank you to everyone that's moved over to the Real Estate Ninja. That channel just hit 100,000 subscribers. It's blowing up right now. I guess it's not getting curtailed as much as this one. But they have old laws where if they don't disclose to you the stocks that they have purchased within 30 days, they get fined like $80-something. It's nothing. But back when the law was imposed, it was a really big deal. That's why people have made it a career and made money following Nancy Pelosi's trades. Most of the money that she made was in the first 30 days, and she can just pay the $80 fine. And trust me, the money they're moving, $80 is nothing. It's nothing. But because they write the laws, they don't change the laws. And here's a perfect example of a law that needs to be changed right now, where they can legally force you when you apply for a loan to tell them your sex, your race, your sexual orientation. None of that crap should matter. The only thing that should matter is your heart and your mind and what you've done with your business to get you where you are, to why you need the loan to get to another level. This is absolutely disgusting. Our government has infiltrated even our lending so bad over the last century. And they make it because they back it with insurance policies, the insurance of the government. All these banks want to work with the government and sell your loan to the government, so they have to abide by their standards. This is what's holding our country back. We are losing the wealth of our nation, and we're losing it fast. We're losing it to the BRICS nations. We're losing it in ways that most people can't even contemplate. And to be honest with you, most people don't care. They sit back and they care more about watching football. Let me just make sure I got my game on. And they care more about, you know, what's going on with The Bachelor or whatever TV shows. I don't watch TV, so whatever they're doing with that stuff. And then they get smacked in the face. So I'm not here to talk to those people. I'm here to talk to the person that stumbled across this video by chance. And it wasn't by chance. And has always felt beat down, couldn't get ahead, possibly has family and friends that all they do is, you know, anytime they have a good idea, they get shot down. It's time to start looking into the truth. You know how I find the truth? It's whoever's being banned on social media or being attacked in the mainstream media. That's usually where the truth is. Type two, if you understand that and you agree with that. My point being is that it's important for me to find the people that have still a little bit of a glimpse of hope and a little bit of confidence and just the tiniest little bit of desire to be better than who they are right now. I don't care if you're white, black, yellow, red, blue. I don't care. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I care about your heart, because if we can get you into a little bit more right alignment with truth, and then we can get you building on those blocks. I have a little bit of faith in myself. I got a little bit of confidence. I got a little bit of a desire to be something better. Then we can build that. We can do something with that. But right now, the El Presidente of the United States, that I do not believe was voted in properly. Type four if you agree with that. That this guy didn't win the election right. And I've got big hesitations on the next election. But I'm going to tell you what. And this comes from my heart. I believe in Jesus Christ. And the thing is, it doesn't say if you will turn your face to your president and ask him for help, the president's going to heal your land. This guy wants to hurt. These people don't care where they are born. They could fly and move away to any country they want. They could just flee. We've seen other leaders in countries just absolutely get up and flee countries, just run away. They don't care about that. Neither do people like Gates. And I think that people need to understand that the way you defeat this system, it sounds simple, or may it sound crazy to you. Get rich. You see, when we hold the wealth of the nation, us, the poor middle class, when we hold the wealth of the nation, we will right the rules. You see what's happening right now, and most people don't get it. These fools, they're getting paid by big corporations, by wealthy people, to make the rules. And those corporations want to gobble up other smaller businesses. We need to bring back the small businesses in America. And we have to have faith. We just have to start with faith of a mustard seed, tiny little faith, tiny bit. Trust me, I've been there so many times. There are times in the last 4 or 5 months, I've been making some pretty scary decisions in my life. Decisions that scare the piss out of me, but I've got to step up and make that leap if I ever expect something great to happen. I think it's absolutely disgusting and heinous that the government would force you to put your race, your sex, your sexual orientation on a loan application so that they can use that to start race wars, class wars, all kinds of wars. You see, if they could keep you frustrated with war, they can destroy you little by little. You know, this channel has been such a blessing for a period of like a year and a half. It beat CNN's daily views. And I put out a warning video in September, two warning videos on a virus. And that was it. That was it. I even had some coworkers contact me the other day and they said, hey, I have been unsubscribed. I've been clicking it. There are some people saying, I can't even see the thumbs up button. There are videos that I've gotten so many thumbs up and so many comments, you'd think the algo would take it. It just doesn't want to. But here's what I'm going to tell you, how I deal with that kind of stuff. I just thank God that I was able to start something. And that's why I've always said to you that you need to start speaking out. There are a lot of frustrated and angry people, and you're going, what can I do? What can I do? You can write. You can speak. God gave you amazing gifts, and it's time to use them. Because when you use those gifts, you start to explode. And I think it's very vital that you start to do that. I want to thank from the deepest part of my heart, everyone that shares these videos. Thank you for sharing this video. I thank you to everybody that has taken the step to get out of debt. And I have seen thousands of people around the country now in the last 3 years, they're completely out of debt. And those that are getting out of debt and those that are have started businesses and are crushing it, making, you know, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. I've met someone making $150,000 a year from their side hustle that they started when they started watching the channel. I believe in you. If you need someone to believe in you, I do. Because I know what it's like to have somebody go, have a lifestyle of somebody that in my life that believed in me, to nobody believing in me, to everybody telling me I can't do what I wanted to do, that it would never work. And I always truly believed that from this channel would start some of the biggest mouthpieces of the world ever. I truly believe like the next Tucker Carlson or the next anybody, anyone you say, you know, anybody is coming out of this channel. And it's not because it's me. It's because someone like me, and I hope that you get inspired right now as you're hearing these words, someone like you just answered a call and said, all right, enough's enough. I got to start sharing the truth. And, I thank you so much for everything you've done to support me. I think this is absolutely a heinous law and it needs to be repealed. And just the fact that the El Presidente in charge doesn't want it repealed only shows the true nature of their decision-making process and their goals. Hope you guys got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.